I'd just like to say that I really, God's so wonderful. I just don't see why he even has time for me. You know, I really, boy, you know. But last night I went through something that was so special. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just really, my heart's really been heavy for about 4 weeks now, or 5 weeks, about things, I guess. But this morning, about 3 o'clock, I was, I don't know where I was really at, but pretty soon I found myself, I can't explain this, but I could view the whole United States, and it was like I was up above it. One of the things, the areas that the Lord really showed me, there's really no defense for the United States at all, basically. God's got tools that come against us, this United States, tools of great destruction. And God doesn't like to hurt people, but people need to wake up. The Lord spoke to me again last Sunday that many, many, many of his people are not very close to him. You know, I know we've all been raised, you know, basically in the way when, you know, you go to church and church is, you know, and God is so distant off there. And this is the way we've sort of been programmed. But when you start allowing the Spirit of God to move upon you, he moved upon the deep with the Spirit. And so he moves upon us. There's deep mysteries within us that God needs to move upon us the same way. But I believe there's one infallible truth that's so special. Without the Spirit of God, we're very handicapped. We're not able to cope with the problems we face, the situations that come against us, and all the things that's coming upon planet Earth. All of us have no defense. Like our country, I see it, have no defense. And basically, it's sort of the opposite. I can sort of view, it was this odd about the how, where there's certain structures in the United States as refineries. But refineries is on the news now about gasoline. And Houston, how they've got about 20, 25 or 30 big refineries there. And New Orleans has a lot of refineries. Those are the two big, real big, big ones. And I guess California has down in Long Beach somewhat that way. But it was something that I'd never really seen. I could see all the buildings and all the people, but yet that's basically all I've seen. I just more or less seen the structural part of this nation. If you take an aerial photograph, and you know, we need God. We need to do better than we've been doing. We need to seek him. We need to call up, oh, glory. We need to love him. We need to praise him. We need to lift up our hands and say, Lord, I love you and I praise you and I exalt you, wonderful Lord. We've got lax. And what I'm saying, we as a nation have got very lax. And Daniel, the book of Daniel says that day they will go, it'll be a day of great understanding, great knowledge. And we have people now in, the Lord's put this in my heart and I'm going to say it from, if I feel from him. But there's many people who have educated themselves in the things of God. They haven't took a bad choice. They've went into something. They've invested their lives in the purpose of doing God's will. But they have got so not moving where God wants us to move. So man is basically moving great hordes of people. And God's been using it, but it's not according to his will. The Bible plainly says, and God really showed me this, the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for the spiritually discerned. If you brought 99 up-to-up people here tonight, they would say this a bunch of nothing, because they got to figure it out. They got to try it on. They've got to see how it moves. And God really doesn't need that. He doesn't need us to approve of him. Yes, he wants us to prove, but not to what the degree that we're seeking to see if we can find a fault in God. Those are what you call fault finders. God doesn't need that. We trust him. We got to learn to trust in living God. When the Spirit of God comes upon us, it's fast. It's immediate. God moves in that way. It's beyond the comprehension of your mind. It goes in a supernatural. It goes into a different mode. You're in the mode from heaven. And the only way that God has been speaking to my heart, that we're in the computer age and our people are trying to move like computers in the church realm. The Spirit of God has let me know that many things in the churches are on computer. Now, I didn't know this, but I know it's by the will of God. But God wants us to come back to simplicity in Romans, moving in the ministry through the simplicity of the Spirit. The simplicity is not complex in our own selves. We wait upon God. We don't wait upon ourselves. We learn to wait upon our Savior. We learn to come into His presence. We learn to give Him glory. We learn to give Him adoration. We learn to praise Him. We thank Him. And that should be our utmost desires, not us getting out here to be supermen, superwomen, but to allow the Spirit of God to elevate us to the place that God would humble us under His mighty hand. He says that we will humble us under His mighty hand. There's something in man and women and all that's in us because we have the old nature, and we got to keep on that old nature because that old nature brings us away from the Spirit of God. But we can do through the natural man, he's learned to be able to adapt to the Word of God in his own thinking. But God moves by the Spirit. The Bible says in the last days that He will move upon us in Spirit and in truth. That means the Word of God will line up to the Spirit of God always. There will be no fraction, no discord. It will be as such. It will be as such because God is such. God is worthy. And our praise and our admiration is to Him. And when I get upset is when I feel that the people are doing God in. And that should be, I believe, all of us, mandatory, that we're connected. We don't want nothing to talk slanders about our Heavenly Father. My Father's good. My Father is wonderful. And that should be on our constant horizon, that we don't even associate with those who do not move up with the Spirit of God. It's no longer, we don't condemn them, but we don't have to rub to the way that they're walking in it and a lower praise than God wants us. We should not lower ourselves. If we don't, when we compromise, we lose our anointing. We lose where we are. And God moves us in it. As we start climbing this ladder, and I've been working on this for a lot of few years, it's an area that nobody even knows you're doing it. But yet in your mind and your spirit, you're there giving God the glory, and you're looking for Him to open doors. You're not looking for no drastic thing that you're going to do, but He has to do all of the program. All you're there is available. And you keep yourself available to do the will of God. You don't want to assert yourself as anything above where God would allow you to be. You would work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. We would call upon God that our nature be above reproach of God, that our nature would have the nature of God. We would take on His nature in His likeness, in His goodness. We'd be freshened in the image of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, that we would walk in His liberty, walk in His blessings. And this is not even discussed in the ranks of most that I know. They don't even talk about it. God is God, and yes, He is, but He wants us to come into His presence with thanksgiving. Bible, the 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know that He is God. Know that He is God. Not we ourselves, we're the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful and praise the Lord, for His mercy is everlasting and truth and doeth to all generations. That's what our God is. He is the reason. He is the way maker. I don't care how hard we work. If we leave the Spirit of God out of, we're moving in a realm where the Spirit of the Lord is not. And another area that God laid on my heart to talk about tonight is praying through. A lot of times when you go certain places, you got to pray through afterwards, and it's a place of worship. But where your closeness comes as seeking God, you have to do that commitment yourself. Each one of us here has to do that. And it has to be made available that everyone is mandatory that they do it. Even though the Word goes forth and they apply themselves to the Word, and the Bible says we cannot be saved unless the Spirit draws. And we know when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God moves on the face with His Word and His Spirit. They come together as one, continue to walk together unless they agree. So there's agreement that comes. But still, in that, you still got to seek God every moment of every life, and you might take nothing for granted. You must register with God, say, Lord, I want a better day today than I had yesterday. I want a day, better day for tomorrow. If you give me that day that I want, it's a privilege walking with the Lord from heaven, to be His child, to be His reassemblement. God reassembled us, took us out of an old adulterous world, cleansed us, set us aside that we might be a holy vessel of praise, that this might be the temple of God that would shine in this last hour. Let your light so shine that it would glorify your Father, which art. That should be the privilege. That should be the, it's not what we're gonna, I gotta have a ministry. God will give you the ministry when you're able.
Maybe that's so indebted, it's that you've got such a grip on you that you can't, I'm talking to myself, it has a, that you can't do anything, you're paralyzed because God says, hey, my child, it's beyond that ministry, it's me. It comes beyond the ministries. It comes beyond the building of air castles and all the things that men toil with and women toil with. They want to have a great sanctuary. The Bible tells me where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. When we see this, it changes our view, our minds, or we're not made of that same mindset when we come to God as a child. And our former conversation, the things that we've heard, the things that we've moved upon, we had to grow from where we were to grow from A to where we are. And we grow day by day as we develop in Him. We don't develop in ourselves, we develop in Him. It says, making you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that's well-pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. God helps us to grow, making you perfect. He's the one that's making us perfect. In every good work to do His will, working in you which is well-pleasing in His sight. In His sight, not in my sight, but His sight. That I might walk worthy in the Lord, all please be fruitful in every good work, and increase the knowledge of God, strengthen all might, according to glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness, making us more than conquerors through Him which loved us. He allows us to grow in Him. There's no way I can toot my horn. There's no way I can say I've been blessed by God. As I've not been blessed by nobody, but basically God. And I hopefully you're blessed by God. Yet God wants all. He needs all of the word given to Him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Let your light so shine that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. God wants a praise of our wealth, of our glory, that we'll be more than conquerors through Him which loves us, that God can array us every day of our life. And He says, there's my child, and they're available at any time. When I call upon them, they don't have to get out and pray through there. They're ready to go at that moment. They don't have to seek John 3:16 or read something else. They do it as obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Many times we find ourselves in that obedience. We say, oh, maybe I should have did this. And that's the old man. That's the natural man. We need to walk in the Spirit that would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible's very distinct on it. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where God's Spirit isn't, there's problems. There's discord. There's troubles. Troublesome times come from the enemy. Troublesome times come from those that are not walking upright before the Lord their God. It behooves us to seek God. He is our refuge. Be strong in the Lord and the power and light, that we might put on the whole armor. The whole armor of God. That we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put ye on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Having we done all, we need to stand. And then God will say, I arrange your life. He gives the calling. Jeremiah 3:3-3. We need to call upon Him. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. We don't know them. That we know us not. For His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. God has got enough scriptures because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift my hands in thy name. But you know, in the first chapter of Proverbs, it says that God will deal with His people. And after a while, He'll laugh at the calamity of His people. And that's terrible. God will laugh when we're going through situations. You know, this storms. But over a year ago, God spoke to my heart. He says, would it be fair if I just hit part of the nation? He says, that's not fair. So with that, I believe that God is going to do His work. And He's bringing us down to a place. I'm going to look a little bit above board. I believe that the United States is in a serious problem. Because we've no longer is God the ruler of this nation. God has taken back 50 or 60,
And the Lord spoke to my heart also today that many, many people call by His name, feel they give God one-tenth, that's more. We should give Him all. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is only your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That's to me. It's to me. By the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good will and perfect will of God. The renewing of our mind is the mind is the thing that causes us much of our trouble. Let this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. Our mind, whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when we allow garbage or things as slanderous or anything to come in our minds, we need to cut it off that second. Don't let it have any permanent dwelling in your head. Because you're going to have problems. I'm going to have problems. We got to divorce any situations that cause anything to cause us to stray from the move from heaven. That He will keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed upon Him. So anytime we start taking a cross reference that's not supposed to be, and it agitates with the spirit that we're in, those adjectives comes across on a slant. It may not be a total dismissal against God, but it's like bringing us down. This Eve, she took that first when she started putting in her mind about that apple. She never should have got down to the part of even thinking about taking the apple. And see that time, the Bible says, blessed is the man endureth temptations. For when he has tried, he shall receive a crown of life. Let no man say when he's tempted of God. We're going to be tempted of evil. Neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn when his own lust and enticed. And lust hath conceived and bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved. But every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There is no temptation taken of you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, and not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. That's the Word of God. And we can relax in the Spirit of God. And it takes down our aggressiveness that we want to prove things when we don't really have to prove nothing. God wants us to be sort of like a pussycat almost. But yet, when the Spirit of God, we're like a lion. But when I'm in mode, when I'm waiting upon God, I'm just there relaxed. I'm saying that's what I'm supposed to be. But that is what God's called us to do. That when we're in our mode, when we're the anointing's not there, we rest in the Spirit. And that's when the enemy comes in to torment our mind. He comes to get you, oh, you know, look at you, should have did this. Say, get away. Draw nigh to God and He'll draw. Resist the devil and he'll flee from us. We have to exercise that a lot. Devil, I don't want that. I take it not into my spirit. And when you hear something from somebody, I don't care if it's a pastor, who it is, and it's coming against you, you say to yourself, you don't say this out loud, but in your spirit, I renounce that. I will not take that into my spirit. I was at church sometime here a while back, and I said, I will not take that. Quite a few times, but I will not accept it to go in my heart. I come out to my mouth, but that stopped there. It stopped there. When it comes to your mind, it stopped there. Don't let it come. It stops here. Don't let it come down into your spirit. The spirit, man, this needs to stop this. That, because if it goes down, you don't go down. You just lose out. Because God withdraws. And pretty soon we're on a schedule that we don't understand. What's going on? The Lord says, you've been wayward. You've been going the way of the world. Your mind's not on me no more. You don't really love me like you. These are the things that we don't know ourselves. But we, if that does come our way, we need to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to do more every day. And I have to come to the place that I'm sorry every day. I want to make a greater effort for my God. And I thought, not coming here tonight, that the sky is the limit. There's no limit what God wants to put upon you if you will act in humility. You don't go out here toting your wheels or put a red flag. Boy, look what God. No, you don't even tell anybody. Only when the Spirit of God, and it's only certain that you move upon. Because God orders our steps. He orders our directions. Now, wouldn't that be lovely? I just get out and say, Lord, look. No, I'd be the biggest, I don't like that word, jerk that you could have. We need to realize that this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
And sometimes we have to talk to ourselves that way. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always bound working in the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. What we're doing for God is not in vain. This is not in vain. You know, they say, what are you doing going over Brother Clint's? I believe it. This is not in vain. Because the Bible says, we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Also, I've great in Daniel, that book of Daniel is so wonderful. It says they're going to do great and mighty exploits in the last days. It's going to tell, and it says that knowledge is going to really at that day. So we know we're real close to coming when this knowledge arrives. Now there's knowledge we know because the Bible says knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge puffeth up. When we get a lot of knowledge, we get head knowledge. We get like we're above everything else. We know it. Yes, we know it. That's what the trouble is. We know like God, like Eve, she knew. She didn't need to know. She didn't need to know that tree of knowledge. We're still fighting today. That knowledge brings us down. We lose out. Many people are going to hell because of knowledge. Knowledge is a tool that many of us can't work with. We don't want someone else to be better spoken of than we are. There's something that grips our heart. It says, oh, how could they use old brother? You know, he is just trash. And, oh, God, you know, you're making a serious mistake. But God, he looks for those who will seek his face. It's not in the contest. It's his tests. It's not out here being better than your brother or sister. The Bible says a brother be overtaken of fault or your sister overtaken of fault. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. In the spirit of meekness. In the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. And then it says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That is our arrangement number. My arrangement in equipment, it has an arrangement number. But our arrangement number, I can do all things. All those keys that bring us back to Christ. Back to that sovereign relationship. And that God is real. He's faithful. And we do it through the simplicity of meekness. Through the simplicity of love. Considering our brothers and sisters above we are. It's only God that edifies. It's God. Be ye clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. He, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And that says, be sober. That's being, really thinking what you're doing. Be sober, be vigilant. Boy, that's really getting big time now. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that's in the world. Now Satan has a field day in anybody that he had a field day. But Christians, he likes to annoy you. He likes to play, do whatever he can do. And he likes to make you have a bad day. But the Bible says, greater is he that said in you, he's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is he that's in you than what you're facing. Call upon me and he will answer. Show us God likes to do great works among his people. If his people will call upon God, God wants to fight your battle. God wants to go before you, not you going ahead of him. And that's what's happened. The people are going ahead of God. And God says, hey, slow down. I'm the one that leads you. I'm the one that calls you. If you want to satisfy me and want to please me, then you'll stay behind me and not get ahead of me. It's not your call. And there's so many say, oh, I got to. No, it's not our call. God, for I, the Lord thy God, am here in a mighty way, said the Spirit of God. I'm moving this last hours, even though many predict that I cannot move in this way. They say they know all about me, but I say they knew nothing. They know only a little. And that little gets them in trouble many times because they're going in the knowledge that they have in themselves. I'm here that my people might grow, and my best wishes would be upon them always, continually, that my people would grow, furnished by my glory, that I would deck them with the clothing from heaven, that I would deck them with the pillars of white glory upon them, that they would walk in the supernatural, If they would walk the Spirit from heaven, they would not be denied. They would walk in faith. They would walk in great trust of the living God. That they would know when they pray that God heard their answers in prayer. And they would know that they had the availability of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Angels about them at their dismissal at any time. That God is here to bless His people. He's here to help His people. God seeks that I would kill it. For I'm here to bless my people. I'm here to rearrange their lives. I'm here that they might walk upright, that they would not faint no longer, they would not be discouraged, but they would walk in newness of life. They would walk having victory. They would walk having no longer problems, that my grace is sufficient, and I shall cover them, and I shall heal them, and I shall move upon them. Come close, my people, for I say to this area, very shortly this nation is going to see terrible times, said the Spirit of God. Many things are going to come to pass. And I say men won't know how to cope. And I say this nation very shortly will run out of money also. They will not be able to have enough dollars to do what they may have to do. And I say that your trust is in the living God. Your faith is in the living God. Because I say heaven is on the agenda. Heaven is near. And I say my people are forgotten. My people are not here to be in that end time. My people are here to be exited out at that time. They're to be remain faithful. They need to have heaven on their mind. They need to have that they love their God, that they're waiting. They're seeking that day. They know this. Their day is short. They know that they need the Savior. And that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for great advantages in these last hours. They know that what they see in this world is going to fall place. They will no longer look for the things they're seen, but they're going to look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. My people need to see the heavens. They need to see the glory. They need to see that reward, that great reward. They need to see the pleasures that's coming down to, and they, this longing, this earth, there's nothing here that cannot pass in a night, glory. What my people have here, they can lose it very quickly, says the Spirit of God. It's like a vapor that they have. Even their churches are like a vapor. And I say even the buildings they have is like a vapor. In a second, I can destroy even these air castles, these great assemblies. I can destroy them. My people need to realize that they're God. They need to have the temple of the living God. They must walk in Him and they must work through Him. For I say to my people, be ready. Be careful. Because the adversary comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He wants to take away thy joy. He wants to take away that blessing that I put upon thee. But thou must be courageous. Thou must call upon thy Lord continually. And if thou shalt call upon me, I shall answer thee. And I shall preserve thee. And I say, I shall move thee upon me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under my shadow. And I shall put my armies of angels round about thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou would even dash thy foot against the stone. And I say, I shall able to keep thee through the times of discouragement, through the times of depressions. I shall bless thee. But I say that time is very short. I say that things are on schedule. This nation, all the world is on a downfall very shortly. I say Exodus is coming. Great turmoils are coming. But I say men in the religious realm do not wish for this. They look for 1,000 years. But I say it's coming too fast. It's coming like an avalanche, a great snow from heaven off of a great avalanche out of a mountain. It keeps coming. It's coming. And I say eternity is coming. My people need to be prepared. Not be prepared for doing a chemistry meeting or a boys club. But they need to realize even though they're good, they need beyond that. They need to take great heed to things before them, which is that gold of heaven's your home. And nothing can deter you. Nothing can take that from you. You need to hang on to your crown. You need to hang on to what I've given you. Nothing can come to take away what I've given you this day. Hang on to me, the Lord thy God, for just a little longer. And I say, there's going to be a great finish line. There's going to be a great time of joyfulness. There's going to be a great lavish event when the marriage supper. It's going to be a time of rejoicing, a time of rededication, a time of glory. But I say, my people, many do not look for that day. And they're not looking for it this moment. They're looking. They don't want it to take place because they're not where they should be. And they know that. But they make great excuses. And they they do things that they do makes them exciting. But that excitement they have, it only lasts for a moment. And I say in many of my churches, they have a somewhat move of themselves. But I say man can produce a quality that they like. The world has learned this. But my people must be above that, must not be caught up in those, because they have a tendency to take away your zeal from the Lord thy God. As false activities come to deceive you, they come to rearrange your life, but you don't need that. You need your Savior. You need God the Father, God the Son, and you need the joy. They cannot give you that joy. They can only give you a moment when they all stand and praise and they're like a bunch of hypnotized people. But I say I have reality in my beloved. And my beloved, I give them great strength. For they are not no longer common, but they've taken on my life, says the Spirit of God. They've taken on my witness. They've taken on the ability that God is with me. Who can be a fool? That they take on that lifelong ambition to serve heaven, to serve their God. And if thou shalt seek me in a very special way, I shall surely come and dwell with thee. And thou wilt not have to be afraid. Thou wilt no longer walk in confusion. Where there's confusion, I say, there's evil works. And my people should be above that. My people need to be out of confusion. My people need to realize day by day that they can walk in the Spirit, that they will no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. My people must realize that I am greater the things that they face. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, of wrong settings, wrong callings. Things that are wrong, you need to renounce them, says the Spirit of God. Even though they don't seem real wrong, I say they are a way to bring you down. But I want to bring you up. I want to bring you up, elevate you up to a place that you're an overcomer. That you stand stronger and you don't gloat to your brother, your sister, your neighbor, but you live it. You have me living within you as proof that I will be with you, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.